children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey, with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing praises to our awesome God.
God promises to instruct me.
is such a great way to praise the Lord. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible in Living Sound.
In the Garden of Gethsemane,
the master is going to let them arrest him. It's humiliating. Why is he letting them offend us? They'll be after us next. I suggest that we save ourselves. Run for our lives.
Come on.
John!
Yes, Peter.
Let's stop.
All right.
Oh, I should be ashamed running away like this.
Frankly, I am. Should we go back? Oh,
a better plan, I think, is to follow the crowd, see what happens to the master.
If he needs us, we will be there to help him.
Good idea. We'll follow along, close behind.
They're taking him to the court of Annas for a preliminary hearing, probably.
The soldiers are now taking the master somewhere else, but where?
We'll just have to follow and find out. They're going to the high priest's judgment hall. Evidently, Caiaphas is going to try the master. He's even more cruel and ruthless than Annas, if that is possible.
Do you think we can get inside to hear and see what's going on?
I think so, yes. There's an outer courtyard. That's where the mob probably is. However, it is in plain view of the court throne. Just follow me and do as I say. We may get in.
Yes?
May I come in?
This hearing is more or less private, and the priest don't... Oh, it's you. One of his disciples. Of course you can come in. After witnessing this trial, you will scorn the idea of such a one as your master being the Son of God. Come on in.
This is a friend. May he also come in?
Sure, come in.
See you, friend.
Yes, thank you.
There's a fire over there. Most of those who brought in the prisoners are warming themselves. Help yourself.
Thank you.
You look tired, my friend. Sit down. Ain't very often the likes of us gets to sit and warm himself in the palace of Caiaphas.
Yes. Yeah, you sure are right.
What do you think about the farce trial over at Annas?
No, just that, my friend, a farce.
Yeah, them priests and rulers in high muckety-muck sure are anxious to convict the prisoner. Oh, I don't think he's guilty of anything unless it's being nicer than all the rest of them put together. Look at him. He's got class, like a real king.
Who are you?
Who? Me?
I let you in along with that young fella, the one who is a disciple of the prisoner. I thought you might be one of the man's disciples, too. Are you?
What made you ask my friend that, woman?
I am one of the servants of Caiaphas's household. I am sure this man is a disciple of Jesus.
Is she right, my friend? Are you a disciple of Jesus?
Tell us the truth.
Woman, I know him not.
Oh, that's a trouble with women. They think they know everything. The trial's starting. Let's see what sort of lies and tricks they pull this time.
As religious leader, I demand that you perform one of your mightiest miracles here and now. For me.
Right. They can't perform miracles.
Of course not. Call the first witness. You.
Yes, Your Honor.
Do you know this man?
Yes, sir. I know him.
I wouldn't believe that fellow on an oath. They must have paid him to testify.
They must have. The master does perform...
On his gang?
I mean, yes, the prisoner does perform miracles. Or at least, that's what I'm told.
Look, my friend, you sure you're not one of his disciples? You sound like it and talk like it. You even look like it, are you?
I do not know the man.
All right, friend. No need to get huffy about it.
arrived. He'll be more reliable.
Call the special witness.
I've seen you somewhere before.
You heard the accused man say something of great importance.
Where?
To all Israel and to Rome.
Oh, yes.
What was it?
You're one of them.
Exact words.
Your speech is that of a Galilean. I saw you in a garden with him.
How often do I have to tell you that I don't even know him? He is a stranger. I don't even want to know him. The cock crows again. Oh, what have I done? What have I done? I wish I could die.
Continue the Bible story tomorrow. And if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
Do not wait until some deed of greatness you may do.
Do not
wait to shed your light afar. To the many duties ever near you now be true. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Smilers never lose. Frowners never win. So let the sun shine in. Face it with a grin. Open up your heart and let the sun shine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. Hide it under a bushel.
No,
I'm gonna let it shine. Every day I'll let my little light shine, shine, shine. Right in the corner where you are. Right in the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Right in the corner where.
Children, obey your parents and Lord. Children.
sitting here all by yourself while everybody else is playing soccer?
I'm mad.
Yeah? Who is it this time?
God.
God? You're mad at God? Can you do that?
I don't see why not. He knows what I'm thinking, so he already knows I'm mad at him.
What did he do?
It's not what he did, it's what he didn't do.
You're mad at God for something he didn't do? There's a switch. What didn't he do?
He didn't save my cat.
Perky?
Yes, Perky died. He got sick, and I prayed and prayed for him to get better, and he didn't. He just got sicker and sicker, and then...
Oh, Dora, I'm so sorry.
So you can forget about all those things I said about prayer. Prayer doesn't work. God doesn't listen.
You don't mean that.
I do. What good is it to pray if what you want doesn't happen?
Remember what the pastor said in church last week? He said that sometimes in this bad world, bad things happen. Even when we pray for good things, that's when we're supposed to ask God to help us be happy again.
Well, I don't feel like praying.
Then I think you should just sit here and remember Perky. When you feel better, you can pray and thank God for the happy times you had with that silly cat. Remember when he jumped off the table and landed on your dad's foot?
Yeah, I remember. And when he used to sleep on my pillow at night, his purring kept me awake. And I remember when he... Hey, Carlos, thank you.
Don't thank me.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He's interested in everything we do and longs to be included in our lives. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Smilers never lose, and frowners never win. So boys and girls. This is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is Be Like Jesus. Oh, this is fun, Jeff exclaimed as Uncle Tom drove the Jeep up the winding mountain road. Jeff and Carol and Mother and Daddy had been invited to spend a week at Uncle Tom's logging camp. The children had never been there before. They were amazed at the sight of so many tall trees and so many pieces of machinery. What is that? Carol pointed to a huge machine near where Uncle Tom parked the Jeep beside a supply tent. That is a loader, Uncle Tom explained. It loads the big logs onto the trucks so that we can haul them to the sawmill where they are cut into lumber. Want to go over and look at it? Oh, yes. And the children raced away. Mother followed the children. As they came near the loader, a brown bird with a red breast flew up and away. A robin, Mother said. There must be a nest nearby. The children looked for the nest. Jeff saw it first, a grassy lump of mud in the folds of a cot that stood against the loader shed. Let's see if there are eggs in it, Carol suggested. Look, but don't touch, Mother warned. Never put your hands in a bird's nest. The mother and father bird don't like that. The children nodded and went slowly forward. There were four pretty blue eggs in the nest. The children looked at them and then moved away so that the mother and father birds wouldn't be too much disturbed. That evening, Uncle Tom told Jeff and Carol that the logging company intended to move the loader to another part of the forest. But the robin's nest, Carol exclaimed. What will become of it? Will you have to take the shed? Uncle Tom looked unhappy. I'm afraid so. Then he patted the children's heads. But don't worry, we will think of something. At worship time, the family sang their song, Be Like Jesus. While they were singing, Jeff and Carol thought about the robins and knew that Jesus would want them to help the little birds. In their prayers, they asked him to show them how. The next day, a big rainstorm came and made the creek below the camp flow over its banks. The muddy water raced down the road, leaving big ditches all across it. Uncle Tom grinned as he watched it. Your robins are safe for a while, he told the children. We can't move a loader down that road now. That evening, when Carol and Jeff visited the robin's nest, the eggs were gone. In their place were four tiny heads poking upward for food. For several days, Uncle Tom and the men worked on the road. Then at last, they were ready to move the loader, but the tiny robins weren't ready to fly yet. What will we do? Jeff asked. Can't we build the robins a new nest? Uncle Tom shook his head. No, we aren't birds, so we can't build nests, but we might move one. How? Questioned Jeff. And where? Carol wanted to know. Mother had been looking at a big branch the storm had broken from a nearby tree. If this were nearer to the shed, she suggested. It soon will be, said Uncle Tom, grasping the branch. Daddy and Carol and Jeff caught hold, too. Soon the branch stood right up against the shed. Are you going to take the nest from the cot? Carol asked. Uncle Tom shook his head. No, we can get along without that cot for a few days. We'll just move it into the shade of this branch and fix the branch so that the wind won't blow it down. Then we'll move the shed and see what Father and Mother Robin have to say. The robin parents had been fluttering over the shed. They seemed worried about what was happening, and their cries could be heard throughout the camp. But now, as everyone left, they quieted down. Soon they were feeding their babies as though they had always lived like this. How happy the children felt as they watched. I'm glad we asked Jesus to help us care for the birds, Carol remarked. I am too, Jeff added. Then he started humming one of his favorite songs. Be like Jesus, this my song, in the home and in the throng. Be like Jesus all day long. I would be like Jesus.
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955. This podcast is a production of the Carolina Conference of the Seventh-day Adventist Church.
Let the children come. Don't dare drive them away.
foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.